Musk's wealth hint, an AI buying opportunity doubt, and the week's wildcard stories. Tony Romo was arrested for operating while intoxicated, with body cam footage apparently showing a sustained argument with officers. Romo, 46, holds a broadcasting contract with CBS Sports worth roughly $17 million per year. The network has navigated similar talent conduct situations before, but the league's sensitivity to broadcast-level conduct has grown since the Ray Rice case, even though Romo's situation involves no violence. Elon Musk hinted at potentially giving away his wealth after an economist publicly challenged him with a calculation that even a 5% annual return on $200 billion in assets would allow $10 billion in annual distributions indefinitely. Musk's response amounted to a hint, not a pledge, not a structure, not a timeline. His track record between public charitable signals and delivery, including the giving pledge, has been inconsistent, and the current statement warrants equivalent skepticism. Venture capitalist Nick Carter, writing in New York Magazine, recounted that Trump advisor Steve Witkoff didn't know what crypto or DeFi was during a 2024 pitch for World Liberty Financial, an account, if accurate, that illuminates how proximity rather than expertise has shaped at least some crypto-adjacent political appointments. New York Mayor Mamdani's release of a searchable pied-à-terre tax database listing second property owners who owe the new levy generated immediate social media attention when conservative commentators identified progressive celebrities including Anna Wintour and Cynthia Nixon on the list. The policy beneath the political theater is substantive. The tax on high-value secondary residences is expected to generate several $100 million annually for housing and transit. A federal probe of Dodgers owner Mark Walters' financial empire, triggered by an internal whistleblower, is a story worth tracking without overstating what is known. The nature of the alleged conduct has not been confirmed publicly. But an internally sourced federal inquiry suggests concern about internal financial conduct rather than external regulatory violation. The most confident market claim in Wednesday's coverage, J.P. Morgan's thesis that the AI stock sell-off represents a generational buying opportunity driven by summer liquidity rather than fundamental doubt, carries three serious counterarguments. First, the sell-off may be pricing in AI's real economic value accruing primarily to developers and chip manufacturers rather than to enterprises deploying AI at scale. If the return on investment math doesn't close for enterprise customers at current pricing, the adoption curve flattens. Second, the OpenAI safety incident is not a liquidity event. It is a safety signal that could trigger regulatory action or enterprise customer churn, precisely when those companies are lobbying to shape vetting rules before an August 1st deadline. Third, if Chinese large language models continue capturing the majority of global routed traffic, the subscription, API, and enterprise contract revenues underpinning U.S. AI valuations face structural competitive pressure that has nothing to do with trading volume. The most direct indicator to watch is enterprise AI contract renewal rates in third quarter earnings reports beginning in October. If large enterprises are renewing and expanding contracts, the seasonal dip thesis holds. If renewal rates are flat or declining despite sustained capital investment, the sell-off will have been pricing something real rather than something seasonal.